Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for listening to the show. We're going to be speaking with Les Nubians momentarily, a little technical difficulties, but I'll play one of their songs for their new album called New Revolution. You can follow me on twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I hope that you enjoy today's show. Again, we'll be speaking shortly with Les Nubians, Afro, pop, hip-hop artist. Have a new album out called New Revolution. So I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to play one of their title tracks, New Revolution.
The new
I'm going to be giving away some CDs for Les Nubians, so you need to listen up to find out how you can win one of their CDs. And also a generous offer from the Kimmel Center here in Philadelphia. They'll be coming here to the Kimmel Center. You can possibly win a ticket to their show in Philadelphia. So you need to stay tuned and listen to how you can win a ticket. Let me just tell you a little bit more about Les Nubians. Their originally background is Chad and French. They're two sisters, actually. Helene and Celia Fossard lived with their parents in Chad, and then they moved to France. And they met Abby Lincoln, the jazz legend Abby Lincoln, and she encouraged the girls to sing, and then they formed the group Les Nubians. So that's just a little background about the singing duet. Now I want to play another song. This is from their first album. You might remember them, Makeda. So some of the diehard fans might remember this song. So I'm going to play a little bit from the first song, Makeda. Good morning. Sorry about that, people. We're back in action right now. I'm speaking with Helen from Les Nubians. Thank you for your patience. I want to thank you so much, Helen, for coming on the show this morning. You have a new album out called New Revolution. Talk to us about the title and why you called it New Revolution.
Yeah, first, thank you very much for, you know, inviting us to on your show, and bonjour to all the listeners. Well, the New Revolution is a pretty hopeful, positive album. New revolution is standing, and new for new universe. I believe that we're living a new time, that the world has changed a lot. The way we live changed a lot. So it's time, you know, to actually have new dreams. And revolution in French means dream. It's the evolution of our dreams. It is not like, you know, the revolution, like tearing everything, you know, down and then rebuild from scratch. No, it's like evolving. And we have to definitely have dreams, you know, every time, because dream is like the start of our action, of our realization, what you achieve in life. And we definitely have to dream and always keep on dreaming to bring those dreams, you know, being reality. And evolution also contains Eve, the woman. So I truly believe that, you know, the change we're all seeking for will definitely be carried by women. They are the caregiver. They are the mothers, the educators. They are bringing, you know, our children to life. And their business plan is not a lifetime business plan. It's like two lives. businessmen because they project themselves a little further. So I truly believe that women will be, you know, very have an important role in nowadays society.
So in terms of what about in terms of politics? Do you think that women are making more inroads in politics, and that will help bring some kind of evolution, a global evolution to economy and to parity for women in the workplace and women balancing life? I mean, you have to balance your touring life with your family life. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, some people may think that because we travel a lot and, you know, we're kind of, you know, are on the road, we have a difficult time, you know, as being a mother. But finally, you know, we have very much quality time with our children. We balance it basically, you know, working with the family and friends and, you know, our very close family member. So that the children are always, you know, surrounded, and they will accompany us on tour eventually, you know, sometimes. So it's pretty uplifting. That's why, basically, also, in between One Step Forward and this album, we took a little time also out to have, like, more time, you know, spending with them. It's time, you know, they're growing up, the school, you know, needs change, and you need to be around. And so we're taking, you know, all those roles very, you know, carefully, and we were really involved. And children are very important in our life. Like, for example, for the album, we were always, you know, kind of watching our kids, you know, the reactions they could have on our tracks, like what they would remember, which tracks they are dancing or not. You know, they're very...
Well, they're the future. Children are the future, you know, so they're always a good guide to know what's coming next, you know, where are we going next as humans, you know, and so I think that's a good thing. Let me play one of the title track, New Revolution, just briefly for the audience who might have just tuned in. If you just tuned in, you can call 646-929-0368 to speak to Helen from Les Nubians, and they have a new album out called New Revolution. Also, they'll be coming to the Kimball Center, and I'll be giving away a ticket to their show here in Philadelphia. So look out on Twitter and Facebook to figure out how to win the ticket. And also, to the generosity of the record label, we'll be giving away some of their CDs. So you would just want to keep your eyes peeled about how to win. This is a New Revolution from the title track from their new album.
The new
Revolution, the title track from their new album. So now you talked about taking a break. I know you worked with some Philadelphians, Carol Riddick.
Yes.
Talk to us about working with Carol.
Carol is a very long relationship. We know Carol since actually we released Makeda in the U.S., so since 1999. The first live tour that we did in the U.S. was actually composed with Philadelphia musicians, and the band was actually put together in Philly, and Carol was one of the best encountering. She's sweet. She's that amazing talent, so humble. She's peace, you know. She's home. I mean, we love Carol, and she had to be part of, you know, that number three of Les Nubians, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's part of number three. You talked about Makeda. That's from your first album. Let me just play a little bit of that for the audience, too, just can see your revolution or your evolution from your first album to New Revolution. This is Makeda from Les Nubians' first album. If you're just listening, you can call 646-929-0368 to ask a question. I'll be giving away some of their CDs. And also, I want to give a shout-out to the Kimball Center. They donate a ticket to their show that's coming to Philadelphia. So this is Makeda from Les Nubians' first album.
Makeda, on veut nous faire croire à des mythes perdus.
your first album. So what do you think your evolution has been? You still have an Afro pop. You still do hip hop. What do you think your evolution has been from the first album to now? What have you learned?
Well, young women turning mothers. I think that's a pretty big leap. Traveling the world, meeting amazing people, discovering new territories like Brazil, like Indonesia. It's definitely enlightening you. I mean, you definitely, you know, feel differently. You think differently. You think, I think you get, your vision is even more wide, you know.
Mm.
You're more inclusive. You're more, you understand probably more about human beings and mostly about ourselves. I think that we got more, even more confident in our music and in our sound. That album was produced independently. We produced it, so we had the time to craft it, to really, you know, like, take the time, you know, to deliver. And that is pretty precious. So,
time is very precious, yeah. Time is precious.
Yeah.
No, it is. I mean, you can see that as a mom. I'm a mom also, you know, and I have a daughter. And you see how fast things change with them in terms of their evolution physically and mentally and spiritually. And that, you know, time is precious. We should really take the time to say you love somebody that's close to you. We should take the time to, you know, listen to our children when they come home from school, you know. And we need to take the time. Politicians, if we want to get political about it, politicians, they were public servants. They need to take the time to listen to us. One of your inspirations is Barack Obama. Talk to me about that.
Exactly. Actually, Barack Obama was very interesting because the first time I heard about his name, he was a senator, and I was in my hotel room. I think I was in Chicago, and the news were blasting on the TV, and I heard this name, Obama. I'm like, is he Cameroonian? Because we have Obama. Yes, we have Obama as a last name in Cameroon and also in Gabon, and Obama means the eagle.
Ah, see.
So that was pretty funny. I was like, oh, and then I you know, I heard that he was, you know, he has his origins also in Kenya. So I, you know, kind of, you know, followed what was going on. And then I saw the whole campaign, and we had the chance to attend one of the conventions before the election in Detroit at the Joe Louis Arena. And it was an amazing moment, amazing. It was so, actually, when we got out from there, seriously, I had wings.
You were high, like you had taken drugs or something, right?
Yeah, I could fly. I was like, this is fantastic. This is just thing. Wow. And that inspired us, actually, the song Liberté, all that energy that we got, you know, from the arena, we put it, in, you know, in the studio immediately in Liberté. And I think it's just, see, one of the proof of the realization of our dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know,
definitely evolution. A definite
exactly.
evolution, you know, for African-American man to be president is just an amazing thing. Let me play real quick. We only have about 4 minutes left. I want to play one of the real upbeat songs from your new album, Les Nubians. This is Les Nubians' Afro Dance from New Revolution. I'm giving away some CDs, people. I'm giving away some tickets. So you want to stay tuned and keep an eye out on Twitter and Facebook and see how you can win. Kimmel Center donated some tickets, and also the record label gave us some CDs, so stay tuned. This is Afro Dance from Les Nubians' new album, New Revolution.
If you want to hide, just cut your hair short. If you want to hide, just cut your hair short. If you want to be rich, you may.
That makes me want to jam, Helen. I mean, I want to get up and dance. You talk about you were electrified after listening to Obama. I'm electrified after listening to your music, you know. I want to, you know, just say thank you so much for coming on the show. We only have a couple minutes left. You guys are coming to Philadelphia. Where are you going to be before you get to Philadelphia? What's your next stop?
We'll be in Cameroon.
Wow.
We'll be flying out to Cameroon next week to attend a fantastic festival that is about like bringing tourism, you know, to Cameroon. Cameroon is a beautiful, you know, destination. It's called, you know, the Little Africa because we have all type of climate. We have the sea, we have the mountains, we have everything. So we'll be performing in Cameroon, Yaoundé, and then we'll be back with our color, with the sun, with, you know, all our beautiful African energy from the motherland to Philadelphia.
Yay! Well, we can't wait to see you. I'm really, you know, sorry. We kind of had a little crazy time this morning just trying to connect, but I'm glad we connected. And you, just real quick, you have some Cameroon drummers on the album, yeah? Postcard song? Is that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
So that was made your decision to go there? They want you to come to share the song? Or?
Well, basically, we wanted to celebrate. We wanted, on that album that is more up-tempo than the other albums, we wanted to celebrate, to dance, you know. Life is pretty hard. You see all the crisis, recession, and all of that. And the Cameroonian proverb from my mother is actually saying, when the weight is too heavy on your shoulder, you better dance, girl. You better dance to make it lighter. You better dance to make it, you know, lighter.
Definitely.
And you see, it will open your path. So I believe in that. And that album is a reunion. We lost our mother in 2006. It's also a huge tribute to her. And we're very proud of that album. We just invite, you know, all the Philadelphians to come and enjoy and celebrate with us.
Well, we're going to be there, and I hope to see you, and I hope you safe travels to Africa and anywhere you go, and much blessings from me on your success. I mean, we love you here in America. We love your style, your funk, your energy, and so I just wish you safe travels and blessings, you know, from one mother to another. I understand the importance of that. Just be safe, and I hope to see you in Philadelphia.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks. Much love.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody, for listening today, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. You can follow me on twitter.com/Joy Keys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys and like us on there. And you can also email me. Just email SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. I'm going to leave you with a little new revolution. Stay tuned. Professor Elijah Anderson on with the Cosmopolitan Canopy.
The new